And every Tuesday, in this very little time hole, this time slit.
Whoa.
Garden.
Slot is the word. Garden.
Time slot.
Yes.
Crevice.
Garden.
This time orifice.
Mm-hmm. This time sphinct.
Garden.
It's when we welcome in our teammate from the morning show.
Time Volve.
Who has outstanding hair all over the place.
He's all over the place.
It's Gordo. How groomed are you?
Well, look at me. I look like Hagrid.
Well, I just want to know if the carpet matches.
Oh, I keep myself groomed elsewhere other than my head.
Okay.
You get like the beard trimmer out down there?
No, there's some body groomer thing that I own. Which is, I guess, supposed to be purpose built.
Just for that area?
No, I think it's also for my extensive abs and chestal area, my pecs.
I got to shave.
My delts, my lats. I shave them all.
You're like the liver king.
Mm-hmm.
I have to shave my pits a little bit, thin them out.
Did you ever do a full shave?
Oh, the pits?
I nared them once.
I used to sweat a lot,
yeah.
And so I did a full shave thinking that would help combat that. And
it does not.
No.
It does not.
You could just wear one of those shirts with a sponge built in to the pit area.
I have to use the...
I think Davey went to that technology. Davey's always had issues with sweating.
I have to use medicated deodorant, and it burns like acid.
What's the active ingredient in it?
Let's see. It's called Drysol, and I have to take it. I have to do it about once a month.
It kills your sweat glands?
It hurts so bad.
Hmm.
Why not just be natural, bro? Anyway, joining us now. So here's what we're going to do. Well, yeah, Donovan's here. Hey, Donovan.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
In fact, the great Donovan.
The great Donovan.
Does that make you mad as the great Gordo when he came over, and all of a sudden he's the great great Donovan? He's like.
I didn't make the name up.
No,
though.
I'm the guy that I call myself great.
I've never called myself that.
Yeah, you've always promoted yourself as that.
I haven't.
All right.
At least not today.
Well, you've never introduced yourself to a lady as that.
No.
I'm the great Donovan.
Donnie Pants.
So Donovan's hanging out here because what I want to do. So White Elephant Day, mm-hmm. The White Elephant Draft was 1 week ago today. The White Elephant Broadcast Day is 1 week from tomorrow. So we have 8 days.
Can I have the forum? I'd just like the forum real quick. Hit the forum music.
Are we going to platform him?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you guys platform me real quick.
All right.
I don't even know what that means.
I would just, you don't know what platforming is and deplatforming?
No.
Just keep going. It's not.
He's better than we are, Jake, for not knowing, actually.
There's no doubt. He has a real life.
I would just like to take this opportunity to personally thank you, Dan, for selecting me in the 2022 White Elephant Draft.
Could have thanked God. Could have thanked your family.
Nope.
Could have. Who did he thank first?
Yeah.
Captain.
Thanked me.
That's right. You were the architect.
Although I kind of wish I had your job, because I feel like you've publicly expressed displeasure at being chosen by me. You wish you were with your buddy Davey.
Oh, no, that was just a stir-up controversy.
Which we could all understand.
No, I was.
I'd rather be with Davey than myself as well.
I'm actually very happy with the shift that I was given here with you guys.
What shift does Davey have?
I don't know.
He's morning, captain of my
morning
ship
drive.
In the morning.
Dave.
Would you be really... Forget about who's the captain. Just if you were chosen for the morning show, would that really bum you out? Because I think the guy who would be most bummed out by that was chosen for the morning show.
Who's that?
Craig.
No, Craig likes mornings.
Really? Okay. I thought of all the guys, he's the most beaten by getting there.
No. I'm the most beaten by mornings.
Oh, okay.
There was a time a few years ago where I felt I made a push that we should start at 6 a.m. just to give us a little bit more time in slumber. And those guys are like, well, what's the big deal? Nothing wrong with 5:30. I'm like the only one who wants to sleep a little bit longer at the expense of the show.
Jubb's driving in from Kansas.
Yes.
And still, like, was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. Shouldn't you want to start at 6? He's like, nah. They both like getting the head start on the day part.
See, I love it too.
Don't the TV shows start way early?
Four, I think, right?
Yeah.
Just because the competition, you hear the competition starts at 4:30, so we got to start at 4.
What's the reasoning for us?
Yeah.
There's not really one out there. I'm sure you didn't make any of these points.
No. No.
So I want to have a thank you for thanking me.
I'm still in the middle of my thank you.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know why you're deplatforming me now.
Deplatform.
And that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
So thank you for thanking me. So 1 week from today, yeah, we will be hosting, or we're going to do the afternoon drive
show.
1 week
from tomorrow.
I'm sorry, 1 week from tomorrow.
Steady hand.
There's a lot of days to...
so long haul.
To get straight. Yes, and the team I chose, so we all work in different day parts. So it's kind of impossible, or it would seem impossible, to get us together to have a meeting about what we're going to do.
Right.
On the weekend, Bob's very busy with football.
Obviously.
Soccer.
Hockey.
Archery.
UFC.
Gordo obviously works in the morning. Donovan, 10 to noon.
Such a long
Mino
day.
Is on the team as well, from 3 to 7. So we can never really get together. So I thought, let's get together here. Let's have a show meeting. We'll kind of map out how things are going to go. So joining us, our other showmates, we do have Bob. He is at home.
Hello.
We don't know if he's a long hauler yet.
No.
Bob currently has COVID, Gordo. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
I have it.
You got the vid. Are you the last guy up here to get the vid? Donovan has not.
Donovan. I think Donovan claims to be vid proof.
Oh, he's kinda, I didn't say that.
Claims
no.
to be.
Yeah, no, Donovan said there's no way he can get it.
Okay, and if I do, it's on you guys. No, I have not.
He was giving the double bird to COVID yesterday. I saw it.
Twiggy, no vid?
She has had it, yes.
And you didn't get it?
I did not.
That's always a really
relationship
moment.
Red flag to me.
I got it, and my wife didn't. I'm like,
there's three.
That's interesting. No,
four,
Dan got it from me, but my wife couldn't.
Four glorious weeks of sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Hey,
four
man.
Weeks?
So great.
This is off-air talk.
Oh my gosh, you cough one time, but that just adds a week
Don's
to it. Don's
feverishly searching for the one doctor that says you need 4 weeks of quarantine.
So great.
Where does the dog go on those nights?
He stayed in there with her.
Okay.
So
can dogs get vidded up? I know cats can.
I think so.
You know cats can get the vid.
Yeah, that was one of the early reports of COVID, was saying that that several felines had gotten it from their owners. But I don't know that dogs could. I mean, maybe they've discovered that.
Hmm.
I think I actually discovered that from Muse in the News one morning.
Oh, well.
That's where I get all my medical information.
How much I retained.
Are you like that too? Like, do you sometimes get home and you're talking to a friend or somebody and
oh,
they say, like, what'd you do on the show today?
And I have no idea what we did on the show today.
I could not even begin to tell you.
I don't think people believe me.
Well,
like, there really is a tune out that, you know, once you leave work, you kind of forget what you did.
What are your callers saying?
And Mino is also on our, going to be on our shift. He's not really accustomed to 3 to 7. So joining us on the clean feed, I believe, it's Mino, or on the phone. Where's Mino today?
Hello, Dan.
Oh,
strong. Thank you for drafting me. Giving me this platform.
You're welcome. Go ahead with your platform. I'm not going to de-platform you because I'm
Well, we can just say whatever the hell we want here.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but when I come up with it, I'll let you know.
All right.
The adult tour.
You could trigger a Ham's favorite drop.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe.
Shot.
Like that. Like that.
Oh.
So, first of all, I want to hand out the assignments. So here's my thought process to let you guys all know what I'm thinking. As the man who got to draft this team. Over the past few, so White Elephant, what, started at least 10 years ago, if not more. And it used to be we would do a draft, and the way the draft would go is, all right, we're going to draft morning show host. And they would pick a name, and it might be Donovan. And next name is Jake.
Right. Wasn't so much a draft, it was just pulling names out of a hat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, right, okay, I'm sorry, yes. It wasn't a draft. It was an assignment. And but you were assigned to certain jobs, and then you just did that job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've all, over the years, at some point, like once I had to do tickers all day. Gordon, you've done that as well, right?
Not all day, but yes, for a whole shift.
But, okay, that's what I meant. Jesus.
I mean,
it's exhausting to talk to Gordon sometimes.
Well, there is a
welcome to the team, Gordon.
Between
happy to have you.
Long haulers and regulars.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we need to one of those United Nations translator deals.
Yeah.
Are you a regular?
Let me put my ear pod in here.
Are you a regular or a long hauler?
I'm a regular. I'm a regular.
So anytime I've heard you in the morning say you're a long hauler, that's just for comedy.
Yes.
Because that's funny to you.
And also
funny to me.
Somebody, to you and to an extent me.
It's funny and offensive.
People that continue to suffer.
Correct.
From a global pandemic.
How could something be funny?
Is amusing to you. All right.
No, but I am a long hauler.
Just do your thing.
So then over the years, I think now we've kind of morphed into, in fact, we did it last year on my shift. We just did kind of there were round tables all day. And I thought that was really cool when we first did that. But I'd like to get back to our roots a little bit. And so what I've done is I've assigned people to do a job. Now, not all day, but just for the shift.
Correct.
So it's just going to be for between 3 and 7.
Now you have that right. Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to show up at 5:30,
mm-hmm.
an ungodly hour.
Which is 30 minutes too early.
Why do we even start at 5:30? That seems weird.
Long haul. It was a long haul decision made by Kat.
And I've tried to assign people in jobs that they're not accustomed to doing day to day. And then we'll see how it works. So the announcement of the host of 3 to 7... 1 week from tomorrow, there will be two hosts.
Give me tickers.
What?
Give me tickers.
Why do you look like that?
But there's three, though.
Well, you just listen.
Okay.
Oh. You hush.
Okay.
Morning, boy.
Just let him talk.
Okay.
Pretend like you understand.
David Mino will be hosting from 3 to 7.
Oh, my gosh.
With Gordon Keith hosting from 3 to 7.
This is non-disclosure.
Not a host, but a bit guy. You might call him a yuck monkey. Bob Sturm.
Whoa!
That's a job he's not accustomed to.
Or is he?
It's a natural fit, though, you know?
On tickers will be...
You can do fake Frank.
Wait, he just handed me... Handed me this note. Do you know Frank?
Mm-mm.
Hold on. We'll tell you in a moment.
The weather guy, Frank?
You might need this information for White Elephant. He just handed me a note. He says, make sure you say, okay, the great Donovan will be doing tickers. Great Donovan.
Tickers, huh? Mm-hmm. Just in a room by myself. Isolated from everyone else. That's fine. I appreciate that. Thank you.
This is
You're
so
a
genius.
Top pick, too.
Wow. Number one overall pick, and now I'm in, not number one overall,
keeping the show,
first rounder.
Keeping the show on time and setting appointments.
That'll be me. I'm the producer.
Dan is producing this program.
I am producing the show. Now, obviously, the hosts, here's my feeling as a producer. I feel like I work for you guys. And if you and Mino decide we need to do whatever, you know, it's kind of your... template, your
what
canvas,
syrup?
your syrup.
Oh, are you going to be like Fernando?
You
and
your
get
syrup.
Here like 5 hours before the shift.
I will be here way before the shift.
Okay, just making sure the
preparing
stories
a
are
stack of papers yeah. for you if you need it.
So, are you going to be a strong radio producer or more like a ticket radio producer?
I guess we'll have to. Well, I don't know what that means.
Are you Blake or are
well,
you
because
Snurdly?
When I was. Friends with another high-profile radio person who worked at another station. And I found out what all his producer did. I was shocked. Because it was a lot. It was like a lot of, like they came up with the whole idea for the show that day and everything they were going to do. And
then they just don't talk.
Yeah. And then the ticket radio producers just like the opposite.
I mean, would you like
kidding,
to be
ticket producers?
Would you like to be really strongly formatted? Would
yes.
you like to be getting out at a certain time?
Look, I walk in here, you hand me the script, I will read every line. That's the job I want.
Got to wrap.
Oh, strong look who's producing now.
Strong producing.
Fair play.
Yeah, I don't want to be a compared to Blake, so.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to give the break sign through the window?
But I do know we're going to be
a team.
Because Donovan has already thrown me a bit idea.
I have.
But he's...
Are we carrying this over or no?
We're a team. We're a team, Jake.
Kind of seems like it has spun back into the idea that we've been doing.
We're a team.
Don't defeat his idea. He's working on it.
So that's what we're going to do. Gordo and Mino are the hosts.
That's
not all day, but just for 4 hours.
Right.
Any leads on bits, Bob?
You know what? Since I'm just finding out about this, I've written down a few ideas, but they're still in development. We're still working through them.
And as host, I'm very welcoming of other voices being on the air. So you guys all feel free. Keep your mics open. Talk whenever you want.
I'm the same way in the ticker room. If you guys want to do a ticker, just let me know.
As a matter of fact, you guys just talk, and I'll chime in every once in a while.
So what was the story we wanted to tell Gordo?
Yeah.
Or do we not?
Frank.
I was just kind of hit and running there, but sure.
Oh, okay.
Who's Frank? We need fake Frank on White Elephant Day.
Who is Frank?
That counts, Blake. Write it down.
What?
That was a not listening.
That Mino wasn't listening?
Had to be, right? My teammate, sir. He's listening the whole time.
Got it.
Feels like 2 or 3 minutes ago that somebody mentioned we need fake Frank, but...
Nobody wants to hear from fake Frank more than Mino. That's established.
Give me the 2 seed.
Mino, do you want to tell Gordo who Frank is?
Frank was one of Bob's friends who died. He was decapitated while wearing a hockey helmet. A goalie mask, I believe, and then Bob took it off.
Stop adding on.
And wore it in the charity challenge 1 year.
And now
it, as a sexual
now
thing?
Now it hangs in his office.
Yes.
All right, we already know what our bid
is
next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Save all this for next Wednesday.
Jeez.
Do you want to clear it up and tell Gordo the real story, Bob, or should we just leave it at this?
I'd rather come back to it. On the big day, you know? I mean, I feel like we planted some seeds here.
Okay.
That's solid teasing.
To properly honor
Tell
Frank.
Tell us your whereabouts.
As producer, I'm going to write that down, that's one of our ideas.
Write that down, Dan.
There's one segment.
Write that down.
Frank.
and
fake Frank. We'll just throw some echo on his voice.
Will you write that down for me, Blake?
Yeah.
So I don't forget.
I got it.
Yeah, thanks. So this is very exciting. It is 1 week from tomorrow.
Oh, down there.
It is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, Frank.
A ticket tradition.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Unlike any other. White Elephant Day.
He doesn't even need any details. He just needs to hear he grew up near me.
Why do they call it White Elephant?
Oh. Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the one who's always worried about these things.
Hey, Frank.
Wrong about what? That Bible.
Always playing
I'm
that card.
I have all the knowledge. That Bible you're reading, that's wrong there.
Well, luckily I have your hockey pads.
Especially the older parts.
Who's laughing now?
So tune in next Wednesday. We will see you next Wednesday.
Sorry about them hockey pads there,
and
Bob.
We will see you
it's
next
okay,
Tuesday
man.
With another
Looks
edition
like
of
in the Cole Brown Simpson scene.
Tuesdays
it?
With Gordo. Thank you, Gordo.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Jake.
And thanks, team.
Final.
Come on, USA. Come on, USA.
Let's go.
Everybody, White Elephant
World
on three.
One, two, three.
White Elephant. Dan?
What?
He's a producer. He
I was writing
off.
It down.
He was long hauling at that time.
Wait, big finish.
big.
So good.